And now, on with the show.
Well, hey there, everybody. You like that? You steal my intro, I'm stealing yours.
Liked it. It was good.
Welcome once again, everyone. Here we are. It's time for another episode of Weekend Watch. This is our show. Where we're here. We're here to talk about great stuff you can watch that's streaming this weekend. Movies, TV shows, etc. Should we make the same announcement we did on the other show?
Yeah, I mean, why not? We got different listeners on this show, so let's get them informed.
A little bit of news here related to our podcast network. We are doing a rebrand. From now on, we are no longer known as the Three Guys One Up Podcast Network. We are now known as Green Mushroom Media. Again, we just wanted to be a little more family friendly, a little more inclusive. We launched a new show on the network to coincide with this change. So if you're into soccer, if you're into association football, if you like the Premier League, or you've thought about getting into it and just don't know where to start, join us on our new show. It's called Soccer Here. It's available on all the big podcast platforms. If you can find this show, you can find it. Give it a listen if you're into that sort of thing. We're just getting into the game. We're just getting into the Premier League itself. Join us. We're going to make a show. We'll have a show every week to coincide with the game weeks of the Premier League. So give it a listen. And we're going to be rebranding everything here in the next week or so. So keep an eye out for that, Green Mushroom Media.
Real excited about this. Excited about the new show. If you're interested in some Premier League soccer, definitely give it a listen. Like Spencer said, especially if you're brand new to it, you know, the season's just starting, so this is prime time to hit the ground running. Also, just so you know, this show and our other show are getting a new look as well. We're keeping the same name here, but just keep your eyes peeled because there will be some new cover art. Going to give you a new, fresh look on the show. We're real excited to keep things moving along with the network.
Yeah, we've got a lot more in store as well. Keith and I have been brainstorming some stuff that we can put up for our patrons. So if you are interested in that, you can find a link to our Patreon on our website. It's 3guys1up.com for now. That'll be rebranded as well. But you can find our Patreon link there. Click that link, become a patron, and we'd be real happy. Big shout out to our OG patron, Dylan. Thanks, bud. We really appreciate you. I'm going to remember to shout you out this week.
Right at the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Yeah, I got it. I got it. I'm going to big shout out to Dylan. Big shout out.
Big.
Number one. Number one supporter.
Big fat shout out.
We should make him a scarf. Just a one-off OG Patreon supporter of Green Mushroom Media.
Limited edition.
One of one, like an NFT, except it's real.
You better not sell it on eBay. It's going to be worth a lot.
Yeah, he's going to sell it for like a dollar. All right, let's get into it. It's Weekend Watch. Let's talk about some stuff. We have a theme this week. We're talking some of our current favorite adult animations.
Now, this isn't like hentai or anything. We're
no, not that just... adult. Like normal adult, not freaky adult.
We're talking animated TV shows and movies that are geared more towards an adult crowd. So, you know, we didn't really cop out. I can give a couple of shout outs to the more popular ones. You got stuff like Rick and Morty and Family Guy, Simpsons
that, classics. Yeah.
Yeah. So these are the types of things we're talking about.
Yeah, so we're getting into some stuff in that vein that is maybe something you haven't seen, maybe something you haven't watched yet. So let's get into it. I'm going to go first here. My recommendation this week is a show on it was originally a Netflix original, if I'm not mistaken, and Netflix went to cancel it, and it got picked up by Adult Swim. So now it's a Warner Media HBO Adult Swim product, and it is Tuca and Birdie. So Tuca and Birdie is basically a show that was made by the original creator of BoJack Horseman. It's kind of got a similar feel, but way
animation
more
animation is similar.
Animation is very similar. It's just way more upbeat than BoJack is. It still deals with heavy stuff, with real life situations and emotions and, you know, heavy adult themes, but it does it in a way that I feel is more celebratory and a little less earth shatteringly depressing.
Yeah, it doesn't less, kick you right in the soft and feelies every fucking episode. You know, it does a good job of keeping it peppy, but keeping it real at the same time.
Yeah, so it explores the friendship between two 30-year-old bird women. It's all anthropomorphic again. It's all birds who live in the same apartment building. Kind of a buddy comedy, a millennial story, exploring the challenges of adult millennials now. And I think it's great. Tiffany Haddish and Ali Wong voice the characters, Tuca and Birdie. And Steven Yeun is the voice of Birdie's architect boyfriend, Speckle.
Yeah, I love the voices here. They did a really good job voice acting this. It's fun. Man, I love Speckle. Speckle's a great character. Tuca and Birdie are great characters, you know? It's very... Oh, man. It's got good reviews for being so woke. One thing I noticed is that because the first season was not a... there was no first season on HBO.
Was there not? Did you find the first season? It should be on Netflix still.
Is it?
Okay. I should have said that. I didn't think about that.
Unless I completely missed it. I started at the second season because that's what I found on HBO, and I didn't look it up. So I can go back and watch. But I will say right now that I didn't feel out of place. It still feels very fluid. You know, I didn't feel like I was missing out on anything. I got to know and learn about these characters in the second season. So it's not so wrapped up in itself that you have to watch it that closely.
I agree with you. Yeah, so I did look. The first season is still on Netflix because it was a Netflix original. So that's my bad. I should have pointed that out to you. But frankly, you're right. And to be honest, the second season is even better. So it's not like you picked a bad place to start. The second season really matured and it became a very... I don't know. The second season is what hooked me. Originally, Laura got into this and I wasn't all that interested in watching it. Basically because of my BoJack bias. I understand that BoJack Horseman is a fantastic masterpiece of a show, but it's hard to watch. I don't want to watch it.
I can agree with that.
So when I heard that this was by the creator and it was, you know, the same vein of these animals and, you know, talking animals and whatnot, I was like, no, I don't need more BoJack. This very much is not more BoJack.
No, it's not. But it's still very adult themed. It's still, I don't know. It's weird. It's really fucking weird, but I dig it. It's weird in such a way that is fun and clever. You know, some of the way they deal with their anxiety and seeing a therapist and stuff like that. They do fun, clever stuff for very real world things that people have to go through. I liked it. I didn't quite finish the second season, but I've been really enjoying it.
There was one episode, I don't know if you got to it or not. It was the second to last episode of season two.
I don't know if I'm there yet.
That one does kick you in the crotch a little bit. It smacks you in the heart, but in a very great way.
Yeah, I can see that show getting to this show getting to that point. It really is. You get a feel for these characters. It's, I don't know. Like I said, I really do love Speckle. He's just a quirky,
Speckle's the best,
happy guy. I really like that guy. I want to hang out with that
guy. Yeah, definitely. So check it out. It's Tuca and Birdie. There's two seasons. The third season's currently airing. They've got like four episodes in, something like that. First season's on Netflix. Second and third seasons are airing on Adult Swim and then available the next day on HBO Max. Right on. Well, let's move on. Keith, what do you have for us in adult animation?
So I have one that's kind of, I think this was a kind of a follow-up to something that I requested a while back. Didn't I request Big Mouth? Maybe it was David.
Yeah, you recommended it. You or David, one of you guys definitely recommended Big Mouth.
Yeah, I think it was me. I don't fully remember. And this is a spin-off of that. It's called Human Resources. And man, I really loved this. This is just as fun as Big Mouth. I'm not going to say it's just as good as Big Mouth, but this is just as fun as Big Mouth. It has a lot of the zany characters that you really love, because this is all about being in the office of the hormone monsters, the depression kitties, shame wizards, the love bugs. You get a lot more of these different characters outside of the ones we know from Big Mouth. And it's really good. You have the Logic Rocks and stuff, a few new departments that we're looking at. And it's vulgar and nasty. And it's Nick Kroll and Maya Rudolph and all the whole crew. And they're just doing great stuff. This is a fun show.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. We were looking forward to this for so long. Like, they originally announced this show, 2 years before it actually came out. I think it got pandemic delayed.
Yeah, it's been a while. I remember when Nick Kroll tweeted it out that this was happening. I was like, ooh, that's going to be a good show. They pitched it as The Office meets Big Mouth, and it's kind of that. I don't know if I'd quite say that, but that was their pitch, and it makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, frankly, it felt like that at times, definitely. It's just more of the same humor, just with the freedom, I guess, to be more imaginative with this mythical world that they cooked up in Big Mouth. And I loved it. I loved every second of it. It was super fun. It was really funny. It deals with the same kind of issues, the same kind of life events, the life landmarks that everybody goes through from birth to death, and you know how these mythical creatures help you deal with it. And yeah, I loved it. I loved it a lot.
You know, they get to expand a little bit more here, where Big Mouth really focuses in on the puberty side of all of this. This gets to explore more adult things in that same vein, where the Shame Wizard and Logic Rock and all these things are, they have a strong foundation in these people's lives, you know? So it's different. It feels different. Ali Wong is also in this. She voices a character in this as well, which I love. She's a voice actor.
Who did she play?
Randall Park. She's Becca.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So Randall Park is in this. He's Pete the Logic Rock. Pamela Adlon, Maya Rudolph, like I said, Nick Kroll does a bunch of stuff. Katie Bryant. There's just they continue to just slap on so many great names. I hope this one gets the running that Big Mouth does too, because when this one hits its stride, which I think this was a really great season, it was a lot of fun, but when it really hits its stride, I think this can maybe overtake Big Mouth as my favorite of the two.
Personally, I wouldn't go that far. It's very good, but I think I still prefer the characters we've grown to love from Big Mouth.
Yeah, I agree. Right now, it's not there. But, you know, maybe 3-4 seasons in, it has potential. It has good potential.
Did it get renewed?
I don't know. I haven't seen any news of that so far. I don't even know if they want to do that.
Yes,
you know?
It is. I found it.
It has. Okay.
It has been renewed for a second season. I was a little worried because there was all that news that coming out that when Netflix first started losing subscribers, that the first department that they started to cut was animation.
Yeah, they were axing all sorts of animation.
But I guess they can't do this one. Yeah, I don't think they could do that to Big Mouth. Big Mouth is too popular.
No, the popularity that Nick Kroll has even gotten over these shows has just been insane.
Yeah.
So he's bringing viewership to Netflix. They're not going to drop him. I love the fourth wall breaking and stuff with the Netflix, like them being a Netflix original. They really lean into it. I like it. You know, it's reminiscent of early Family Guy giving the finger to Fox and shit like that.
Right.
It's good.
Yeah, for sure. Great show. Check it out. It's currently streaming on Netflix. Well, since there's just the two of us this week, I believe that wraps up our recommendations. So why don't we get into some news stories? Because we got a little bit. We got a few things to cover here. We spent a lot of time last week on Marvel. And guess what? We're still going to spend a little more time on Marvel. Because more stuff has come out. Where's the first one here? I can't find it. I can't find the one I wanted to talk about. Oh, here we go. A couple of tidbits about the upcoming Fantastic Four movie. One, it's not going to be an origin story. Did we hit that? Yeah, no, we did not talk about that yet. Good.
No, we didn't talk about that.
So yeah, no origin story for Fantastic Four, which I think is great because there have already been multiple Fantastic Four movies that do origin stories. At least two that I can think of. There was one, the first one before Silver Surfer, and then they did the reboot. So I'm glad. I'm glad about that. We don't need another origin story for Fantastic Four.
No, they didn't do it for Spider-Man, so why go back and do it again for Fantastic Four? They're going to give it the right treatment to where they're going to introduce their new characters just fine, but they're not going to give us the whole let's go to space and get infected with space stuff.
Space juice. So that's cool. The other bit about it is that a well-known actor has signed a contract to play Reed Richards in three upcoming projects. I'm just going to go out on a limb here and say it's John Krasinski.
Yeah, you're probably not wrong in that. If they're going to say it, they should just fucking say it, right?
Yeah. Oh,
it's a well-known actor.
Yeah, I don't know why the secretiveness about it.
Unless they're going to drop a bombshell and it's not, and it's like Danny DeVito or something, we're all going to be fucking upset.
Well, I would not be upset with that, actually.
I wouldn't.
I am now campaigning for that.
If Danny DeVito is the thing, I will fucking lose my goddamn shit.
Oh, if only. I can only... the trash man.
Trash man.
Oh, man.
I'm the trash man. Oh, that would be good.
Yes, it would. All right, what else do we have Marvel-wise? We have confirmed that Punisher is getting another series on Disney Plus, and that John Bernthal is returning as Frank Castle.
It will be TVMA. It is going to be Punisher stuff. It will be on Disney Plus. This is good. This is good big news. I like that they're doing this. Man, I hope they flip this fucking Punisher on its head and do away with the current Punisher fellowship.
I'm just really glad that they're really leaning into the Netflix canon, bringing back the same actors, because as far as they're also bringing back Luke Cage and Iron Fist in a Heroes for Hire series, which had been planned for Netflix before they got canceled. And that Edgar Wright will be directing it, which is awesome news. And I believe they're bringing back the same actors to play Luke Cage and Iron Fist.
I believe you're correct. I don't see that here, the title of this, but I believe correct.
I mean, it would just be upsetting
if they didn't.
They've brought back Charlie Cox. They've brought back John Bernthal.
Kristen Ritter.
Vincent D'Onofrio. Like, literally, the guys who played Luke Cage and Iron Fist are the only two they haven't confirmed. So I don't know why they wouldn't.
Right.
So let's hope for that.
Heroes for Hire will be fun, too. Like you said, Edgar Wright is just such a good name to stick on something like this. He'll capture a lot. I mean, he's a dialogue master.
Yeah.
He's going to be throwing the zingers between these two all over the place.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I'm excited about that.
Speaking of Kristen Ritter, apparently she's been cast in the lead role of a sequel series to Orphan Black.
I don't know how to feel about this. Orphan Black is one of Lauren's favorite all-time shows. And it's amazing. The actress that was the lead role in this was incredible. You got to know each of her different each of her different characters. She was a remarkable actress. And Kristen Ritter stepping into something like that could be a lot of fun to watch.
So I'm going to be honest. I've never watched Orphan Black.
You should. I haven't finished it. Lauren and I started it. She wants me to. I need to get through it because it really is. It's fucking good. It's a great story. It's great acting. I think you would dig it, too. I think it's right up your alley.
Right on. I'll have to take a look. One last Marvel thing. I think this is the last Marvel thing. Apparently, Marvel Studios has already chosen the actor who's going to play Doctor Doom, and actually should have like a cameo or maybe a stinger after credits type of thing as Dr. Doom in Black Panther Wakanda Forever.
That's exciting news. That's interesting news. I saw a little something that, what was freaking actor's name? Gustavo Fring. I'm drawing a blank.
Giancarlo Esposito.
Yeah, that he may be our Dr. Doom. There was a little tidbit that I saw. It was just tabloid news. It wasn't anything solid. So I don't know. I love him as an actor. I don't know if I love him as Dr. Doom pick.
Fair enough. Well, we'll see what happens. Is that the name? That's the only name you've heard thrown out, but nothing confirmed?
That was the one that I saw. There was like a short little Twitter post like last week. I should have thrown it in here and I forgot about it. So I
didn't. Okay, fair enough. Right on. Well, let's see what happens. He's going to have a mask on anyway. Plus, I do feel like he is the best TV villain of all time.
He really is. Like, I'm not saying I wouldn't go all in. And if it turns out to be him, I'm not going to be like, oh, well,
I'm not watching it now.
I'm not watching Doom now. No, I would be rooting for him. I want him to do it right. You know, I'm still rooting for the Mario movie to be good with Chris Pratt as the
agreed.
Voice actor.
Agreed. Yeah.
So like that's not going to hurt this film for me. I just right now, I don't know if he's the best pick for Doom. I don't even have a good pick for Doom, honestly. So who the fuck am I?
Fair enough. Yeah. I couldn't off the top of my head. I don't know who I would say either. So right on. Let's see what happens. Like I said. Let's get into some non-Marvel stuff, and yet still Disney stuff, because Disney Plus has released a trailer for their upcoming series, Cars on the Road, which is a continuation of the Cars Pixar movies, starring Lightning McQueen and Tow Mater on a road trip. Did you watch this?
I did. It's going to be silly as hell.
I'm going to be honest. I'm not psyched for it.
I'm not very excited. I thought Cars 3 was atrocious.
I actually liked Cars 3 better than Cars 2, if I'm being honest.
Okay, maybe they're blending together to me. Like, they didn't need to do that. Cars 1 was good.
So Cars 2 was the one that turned into some weird spy movie.
Oh, yeah, that was bad.
And 3 took it back to racing. So that Cars 3 was actually pretty good, I thought.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think Cars 3 did kind of bring it back. But it's still not great. It was still meh.
Yeah,
you know, they did.
Yeah, all the Cars movies are kind of weak.
Yeah, don't need to keep going down the Cars route. It's not their best animation. It's
down the
not
Cars
their best
road.
Story.
It was right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. September 8th, we'll see. I'm not going to watch
it. Yeah, I might check out the first episode, but I like to give stuff a shot.
Yeah.
What else?
You're better than I.
All right, here's one that makes no sense to me. Amazon Prime Video is remaking Roadhouse, starring Jake Gyllenhaal and directed by Doug Liman.
Why are you going to take a perfect movie and remake it? Who does that?
Everyone, all the studios do that.
Roadhouse is so good on its, like, you don't need to go back and revamp Roadhouse. Man, that I want to go watch Roadhouse right now.
Yeah, I get that. Roadhouse is a fantastic fucking movie. Yeah. I don't understand the need to remake it, especially with somebody like Jake Gyllenhaal.
No.
Like, what is that? Jake Gyllenhaal? No.
This is a bad idea. Don't do this. Scrap it right now.
Yep. Let's get rid of it. We don't need this. This is a terrible plan.
Hey, speaking of scrapped ideas, you remember that Batgirl movie that was supposed to happen?
Yeah, did we talk about that at one point? I feel like we did.
I think we did. It's been a while. We definitely did because Michael Keaton was going to be Batman in it. We had talked about that being an exciting portion of this. Well, they spent $90 million on it and scrapped it.
Why? Did it say why?
I guess like this whole DC universe is getting, they're changing the execs at the top, and they decided this just wasn't it. This isn't what they want. This is the direction they're going.
I don't think
we're
not
going
the direction they are going, though.
I don't think so either, but they for some reason said, this isn't it. We're not doing this. This doesn't fit into our roadmap. So we're done.
Money down the drain. Fair enough.
It cost so much because they were filming through COVID and stuff, too. So they were having to do reshoots and all this.
Jesus.
And racked up a $90 million bill. And the movie's dead.
Hey, fair enough. What are you going to do? You know, not watch Batgirl. That's one.
No, that's, I'm not going to do that. Nobody is.
Nope. So that's silly. Like I said, DC just is, it seems like the DC, the DCEU, the movie universe, is just completely in shambles. Like, you get great single projects, but anything that's part of a continuity is just awful. And again, maybe even every now and then you have something that shines through a little bit, like Suicide Squad. But that was like a weird, soft reboot anyway. So I don't know. It's just strange. It's very strange. I hope somebody comes in and sits down and says, listen, we need a unified plan. Like, this is what we're going to do from now on. Maybe that's the, maybe this is the start of it. But, you know, my hopes are not high.
I'm not getting any hopes up. They're doing a Joker 2, which I'm thrilled about. Like, there's things happening outside of this little universe that they wanted to create. They have said that there's no more plans for anything happening in the Snyderverse, which I'm perfectly fine with. And yet we're getting all this news now that Ben Affleck was on the set with Jason Momoa for Aquaman 2. Who the fuck cares? Like,
right. Like, you've told me it's ending. Why do I care about Aquaman 2 or Shazam 2 is coming out? Like, what's going to happen to Shazam? That was part of the Snyder universe, right?
Yeah. And I like Shazam, man. I liked it a lot.
Yeah.
And they've even come out and said that there's zero talk about a Black Adam and Shazam crossover, which, why? That makes no sense.
They're literally rivals in the thing. Yeah. I don't know. That's the kind of thing that just gives me no hope for a decent DC universe. So I don't know. We'll see what happens with it, but I'm not holding my breath.
Yep, scrap it. Make individual movies. More of the Batman. More Joker. That's all I care about right
now. Yeah, agreed. Well, I got one more bit of news, I guess, and you can tell me if you have anything else you want to go over. But nerds being nerds have found out that Lucasfilm has trademarked three titles for upcoming Star Wars projects. They are The Galactic Circle, The Great Circle, and Circle of Resistance. I am there. That's the only bit of news that comes out of this, but I'm really hoping that means that what we're looking at here is some kind of High Republic, film trilogy.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for too. I don't know if this is them covering their ass for the same movie. And they're just getting like their three biggest names
right that covered right too. Now. Like, they don't know which to go with, or they want to obfuscate which one they chose, etc.
Right. Right. But no matter, it's exciting to see them working up some new stuff within this universe.
Like I said, as long as they don't set it in between some existing trilogies, I'll be fine. Give me something new. Give me something Star Wars.
Yeah, let's either go way before or way past.
Yeah.
Let's do something different.
Yeah, that's what I want. So we'll see what happens. Anything else you want to talk about?
No, the only thing I saw that we can really just touch base on is that Will Smith came out just recently with a 5-minute video apologizing to Chris Rock. What, how long now after?
Oh, it's been 6 months, man.
It's been like half a year since he slapped him, and now he's releasing a video apologizing for it. I just gotta laugh at that. You know, he's got a couple of movies coming out. His next film is called Emancipation. For Apple TV's likely coming, it got pushed back to 2023. This guy's real worried nobody's ever going to watch his movies.
I mean, so that's the thing, right? Like, so many other celebrities have done way worse. I'm not condoning it. I think it was a bullshit thing and that it was stupid. There's no place for that. But, like, how many other celebrities are still working who've done far worse?
Who have, like, raped people and,
right,
like,
sexual assault allegations. That kind of thing. Like, just general assholery for their entire career. Whereas prior to this, Will Smith has been known mostly as a good guy. And he did this, and now he's, like, having to put out fucking 5-minute apology videos and shit. But I'm like, all I'm asking for here is some consistency. I'm okay with one way or the other, but...
Right, yeah. What he needed to do was come out and say, look, man, I'm sorry. It was heat of a moment. But he needed to do that like a week after.
Right.
Not six months after. Like, at this point, just let it ride. And and the next time you do a big interview, you say, that's when you answer these questions. And you say, look, I've privately apologized. We've put it behind us. and I'm kind of done with it because I put enough of this on the public spotlight.
Right, right.
This was the wrong way to go about it. This video
is just reopening it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now it's the wrong time. Way too big. Yeah, it's too much. It's weird. It's just strange. Poor choice.
Yeah, bad.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's fun. So I think that's the show. I think we're wrapping it up.
That's it. Thanks, we did it.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. Be sure to check us out everywhere. Our website is still 3guys1up.com for now. We also have Twitters, Facebooks. We have a Discord server. You can find the link in our show notes. And once again, please subscribe to our Patreon, and I'll shout you out every week. I'll say whatever you want. Dylan, if you're still listening at the end of an episode, you message me. Tell me what you want me to say your name is, and I'll change it. I'll do it every week. Give me something new and fun every week, and I'll do it.
Send me a message and tell me what you want Spencer's name to be. Ooh, and I'll say that.
There we go. Week. I like that. Yeah. Maybe I don't like that. We'll see. Well, thanks for listening. We'll be back next week with another episode. Good night.